Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.
The Department of Agriculture's quarterly trade forecast released last week shows that the U.S. agricultural exports not only continue at a record-setting pace for the fiscal year 2021, but they will eclipse the 2021 total in fiscal year 2022. The August forecast is the USDA's first look at expected exports for 2022. Following the report, Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says of farmers and ranchers, global demand for their products is a testament to their quality, safety, and commitment to sustainability, and has led to a projected new record in U.S. agricultural exports. The fiscal year 2021, forecast at $173.5 billion, is $33.8 billion, or 24% higher than the total from 2020. For the fiscal year 2022, U.S. farm and food exports are projected at a record $177.5 billion, topping 2021's forecasted level by $4 billion. Corn and soybean conditions have remained relatively steady compared to last week. Stephanie Ho for the USDA has more.
Late summer rainfall across the upper Midwest had little overall impact on corn and soybean condition.
As we look at the corn condition for the week ending August 29th, no changes from last week. 60% of the crop rated good to excellent, 14% very poor to poor. That is below what we saw this time a year ago.
That was USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey.
Focusing in on those western Corn Belt states, we continue to see a considerable portion of the crop rated very poor to poor, led by North Dakota, 47%, and followed by South Dakota, 45%, and Minnesota at 27%.
He notes a similar picture for soybean condition with no change in the good to excellent ratings and a 1-point drop in the very poor to poor ratings.
This is quite a bit below the 2020 late August condition numbers when we saw 66% of the crop good to excellent, just 10% very poor to poor.
Last week, the National Pork Board Director Bob Ruth from Pennsylvania discussed the U.S. pork industry to retailers at the U.S. Meat Export Federation Latin America Product Showcase in Costa Rica.
Like the rest of the world, are coming out of COVID. And things are starting to heat up, and they are very optimistic that they're going to be pulling a lot of protein, and they like American protein. And so it's been a very good to talk to the Latin American folks about pork, U.S. pork and beef opportunities.
The Department of Agriculture is going to be hosting webinars on African swine fever as part of the African Swine Fever Action Week, September 13th through the 17th. The USDA will host daily webinars to learn more about African swine fever and its global spread. This is Inside Agriculture.